Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Am I on the air yet? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely on the air now. The engineers out there, what a card. Of course, this is KZSU Stanford, and the time is 9:45, which, as we all know, is a wonderful Papa Prell show time. I know you've all been waiting all week the same way I have. And I want to apologize for the usual confusion we have here at the beginning of this show. My glasses broke, you know? What can I say? Everything seemed fine. Maybe it's instant karma or something like that, though, because we have a very exciting topic tonight. Something I'm sure you're all going to have a little of your 2 bits worth to contribute. And the topic tonight is going to be abortion, artificial insemination, and sperm banks. Now, you know, you might be thinking, hey, you know, Papa, now why are we going to 3 topics? But when you really stop to think about it, you know, they're all one and the same, right? Okay. That number that you're going to be dialing here tonight is 725-4868. That's 725-4868. And the area code, by the way, if some of our listeners are calling from that other county over there, is 415. So give us a call, and we'd like to hear what you have to say on the subject of artificial insemination. Can you give me a second? This cop machine makes a lot of noise. Boy, that thing really ticks me off, you know? It's not the only thing either, you know? I got some friends down in L.A. They're good friends. And, well, you know, I used to say they didn't work for a living, but I was just talking to them on the phone. That's another reason, initial confusion there. He says, you know, Papa, one of the things I do for a living down here to support myself, I pay $250 a month in rent, and I go and I contribute to the sperm bank there. Are we allowed to say that on the radio? Are we? Can we? Yeah, my engineer's waving to me. I never can make out what he's... Wait, is that a yes or no? Who knows what he's saying? He's swirling his hands in the air, so I guess that means we can say it, okay? I mean, it's a medical term, you know, sperm. Sperm. I can say that. I tell you what, if there's any problem, just think of a sperm whale, all right? Anyway, he goes to these banks and he makes a deposit, and lo and behold, they give him something back, you know? And I mean, cash, you know? And I told him, I said, hey, you know, Mark, I didn't know they were that hard up, you know? anyway, that number is 725-4868. Now, these deposits are made, as I understand it, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, give me a call, it's, to artificially inseminate, people that have problems with their fertility, right? I got it there. And, the idea is that, maybe it's someone a little more, potent than themselves, or their husbands, rather, can, add to their pregnancy there. And, well, you know, I don't have any problems with that necessarily, but I was thinking, you know, the other day, I was over there at my restaurant there, and litter coats there, and I was reading this article, and it was talking about abortion, and it said abortion is killing, plain and simple, you know, it's murder. So I stopped and I thought for a second, you know, actually several seconds, I said, self, if abortion is killing, and, that's a whole life, then ejaculation, can I say that word on the air? My engineer. And then that must be, you know, that's hundreds of thousands of half-lives. So when someone does that, I mean, that's mass murder. Does that make any sense to you? It makes sense to me. Give me a call, let me know what you think. That number's 725-4868. 725-4868. Now, the women out there, they may be thinking, you know, hey, you know, I don't have to worry about that, right? because I don't have that problem, eh? Well, not so. I mean, just because you're not sperm, you don't have sperm, doesn't mean that you're quite that easily off the hook here. Now, I'm not saying that we should arrest men any time they attempt to have sex here, because they're murdering hundreds of thousands of half-lives, which still equal to halves of hundreds of thousands of full-lives. But every time a woman, you know, doesn't conceive, well, she's murdered half a life too, so every 2 months, I mean, she's a killer. It's plain and simple. I mean, I'm just doing this to make a point. We got our first caller here. We'll see what they have to say about it.
Oh, Prell Show.
Well, I see we're going to be getting some good callers here. Let me try that again.
Prell Show, you're on the air.
Prell Show, you're on the air.
Hello, I would just like to say that I agree with you completely. I think, I wish more people were like you.
Oh, would agree with me on that, uh-huh. Well, hopefully we'll get some laws passed here, eh?
Excuse me?
Hopefully we'll get some legislation or something, eh?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, don't you? I mean, questions like these are too important to leave unanswered, you know?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree completely with that.
All right, well, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. I love it when people agree with me. It's such a rare thing, you know. We got another caller here. Let's see what they have to say. Prell Show, you on the air? Hello? Oh. You know, that fella calls every single week. I don't know what the skinny is, but he dials and then he doesn't answer. You know what's the skinny there? That number is 725-4868. 725-4868. And we're getting another nipple there. Prell Show, you on the air?
Hi, this is Papa Prell.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I'm having a lot of problems with everything.
You're having a lot of problems, eh?
Uh-huh. But one point I'd like to make is you're basing your whole argument on the assumption that abortion is murder.
My argument.
Abortion is murder, is what you said.
Oh, I'm not arguing here, Carla. I'm just, you know.
Well, you're going over the air and saying these sort of, you know, things that spark people's interest, and you've definitely sparked mine.
Oh, I sparked your interest.
First of all, I'd like to know why you say abortion is murder.
Oh, no. I was just recording what it said in the newspaper there, lady.
I don't understand.
You don't understand? Well, I read the newspaper, and you probably don't, but I think that's a scholar's way to get information.
Abortion is a very viable and important alternative for women in our society today, and
you know that?
I appreciate you as a man, you know, going over the air and telling people that it's murder.
Oh, really?
I disagree with you.
Well, I don't want to point any fingers here, but there's only one way you can know that about abortion, if you get my drift. But I'll show you on the air. Well, it's that same caller again. I love him. I didn't mean to cut off that last caller there, but, I mean, she just, you know, she sounded fat. You know what I'm saying there? And, well, something about fatness reminds me of my old ex-wife. That number is 725-4868. We want some, interesting commentary here. Some, different points of view. Prell Show, you on the air. Turn down your radio, caller. Oh, well, that's one way to turn down your radio. That number is, 725-4868. You know, I think what's happening here is we're getting some people that have guilty consciences. You know what I'm saying? They feel bad about murdering all those thousands of children. But I'll show you on the air.
God damn, nigga.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wait, oh, well. You know, there's one thing I could do to them that they can't ever do to me. You gotta love this show just for that, you know? I mean, I'd do this for free. How about you, huh? Give me that call at 725-4868. That's 725-4868. You know, I haven't had anybody here that has come out and, you know, has had artificial insemination. Let's have a few callers that have done it and see what they have to say. But I'll show you on the air.
Hi, I was wondering if we could talk a little bit more about sperm and ejaculation.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, lady, let me put you on hold for a while. Maybe we'll come back to you after you cool down, huh?
Okay.
All righty, huh? Prell Show, you on the air.
Hi, I'd like to say that I have a friend that goes to the sperm bank like 7 days a week.
7 days a week, eh?
Yes, 7 days a week.
They're open Sunday now?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, it is.
I mean, not that I would know. Anyway, go ahead, Carla.
Well, I was just going to say, he's been feeling really lightheaded lately.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know, do you have any advice?
I would say, you know, he should try to save up, you know, and not have to depend on that sort of bank for his finances. What do you think of that, Carla?
That's good information. Thank you.
You'll pass that on?
Yes, I will.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Tell your friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. You know, I didn't know that was prevalent up here. You know, down in L.A., people will do anything for a buck. But here in Stanford, apparently, people are no better off. By golly, we still got that person on the other line. Let's give him a call here. Go ahead, Carla. You still there? Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I'm not really missing any of these calls here because actually I had a few points to make, but that number again is 725-4868. Now, the reason this all came up rather importantly here is because President Reagan was discussing banning abortion there with federal finances, and I thought that was very interesting. Let's see what the caller here has to say. Prell Show, you on the air.
Hi, I didn't just hear your last comment, but I was wondering if you could give me some information on where to find a sperm bank. See, I've been single for some 15 years, and I'm now about 35. Ooh, and I was just thinking about having a child and, you know, without having a partner.
Well, listen, that information I'm not sure I could tell over the air here. But I'm sure you could probably find it in the yellow pages. Sorry, a little Freudian slip there. But I'm sure, you know, look under the appropriate, titles, all right?
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Pearl Show, you on the air.
Is this Citadome 7?
Pardon? Say that again, caller?
Is this Citadome 7?
Yes it is. One moment, I'll get the person you're calling for, all right?
Okay,
all right, don't go away. I love wrong numbers. Pearl Show, you on the air.
Hi, this is the feminist you talked to earlier, and I heard you said you thought I was fat.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about someone else there, lady.
Listen, prick, you said
really? Well, you know, it's people like that. I don't know what the deal is here, but this is some foul mouths out there. You know, I'm talking in technical medicalese, you know? This is scientific language. We have a scientific topic, and I'd like to conduct it accordingly. You know what I'm saying here? So let's deal with the scientific terms in a scientific manner. And, you know, I consider myself a pretty logical guy. What do you think? That number 725-4868. There must be something intelligent somebody has out there to say about this topic. It's very controversial, and that's why we're dealing with it on the controversy show, The Prell Show. Prell Show, you on the air? Oh, well. I love it when they censor themselves, you know? It's not too often you get someone to hang up for you. You know what I'm saying there? That number 725-4868. Now, you know, a very interesting topic here about abortion here is that now that they've outlawed it there, President Reagan has outlawed it for the federal groups to do any, hold on there, Carter, we'll get to you in a second. now they no longer accept federal monies for that. I wonder what the poor people are going to do to get theirs. You know what I'm saying? Pearl Show, you on the air.
Hi, I'm a feminist, and I have four children, and I was just wondering, do you think it's healthy for men to donate sperm for other people to have children? I'm not sure. I think that it's a good idea.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight now. You got four children, and you're a feminist, eh?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And where'd you get the four from there? Was that another feminist, or, you got a husband in there or something?
Sorry?
I'm sorry. We're breaking up here, lady. Could you repeat your question again there?
I said, I'm not sure I think that men donating sperm is a good thing for society.
Oh, you're feeling left out. Is that it?
No, I'm married and I have four children.
Oh, you're married. Oh, okay. When you said you were a feminist, kind of threw me for a loop there. Well, I'm not sure I can answer your question, but maybe if you call back a little later on, I'll come up with an answer. Sorry, there's that slip again. We'll take a call later there, caller. Thanks a lot for calling. Pearl Show, you on the air.
Yeah, were you talking about worm banks?
Worm banks.
Worm banks, is that...
Worm banks? No. You got the wrong number here. That's not the kind of bait we were talking about. Sorry about that, folks. We get some weird callers. That number 725-4868. I want to hear what you have to say here, because we're running out of time, and this is an important topic, and it needs an important discussion here. Moral decision, and, we can't just leave it up to the scientists there. You know what I'm saying? That number 725-4868. You know, it's interesting. We've gotten a lot of feminists calling in tonight. I mean, I like women to call in, even if they are feminists. But one argument that I heard, well, maybe I'm about to hear it again. I'll come back to it in a second. Prell Show, you on the air. Prell Show. Go ahead, caller. Oh, boy. Anyway, they were saying that, you know, most of parents want male children, you know? And when they can choose their sex, which they can do with artificial insemination, that it makes it a lot easier for them to have males only. Let's see what our caller has to say about that. Pearl Show, you on the air. What was that? Oh, boy. We get all the good ones here. You know, it's Sunday night. Some of these people, I don't know, they crawl out of their rocks. It's their dime, though. You know, I get the last laugh because, you know, they're having to spend a quarter to call me, and I get it for free. I got a private line. That number 725-4868. And it looks like you're going to miss out on your chance to talk about artificial insemination and abortion here. But we'll give it another try. Pearl Show, you on the air. Pearl Show, go ahead, caller.
Oh, this is Stanford Police. Please refrain from your topic, please.
Thank you very much. Pearl Show, you on the air.
Hi, like, are you taking sperm questions?
Boy.
No, I've got a question about, you remember there was a Woody Allen movie in which Woody Allen played a particular sperm? Do you remember that movie?
It's a very interesting topic, Letty. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, but I don't see what it has to do with what we're dealing with here. Thanks a lot, Pearl Show. You on the air?
I was wondering why they don't have ovary banks, you know, like for single men that can't have babies either. Don't you think that they should have something like that?
Well, that's an interesting idea, but maybe they just got too many of it, you know? Maybe they're...
What do you mean too many? Men don't have any ovaries.
I know, but maybe their ovary, their limit, eh? Call back, caller. I gotta wind up tonight's show. But I'll show you on the air. You're our last caller.
Did you mention artificial regurgitation?
Call back next week. Unfortunately, we got to wind things up this week.
Yeah, well, that's, if that was the subject, I know how to do that.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I hope you enjoy your weekend here, because, by golly, yeah, I can hear you. You're doing your regurgitation now. That's about all the time we have this week for the Prowl Show. Controversy, we hope you won't lose that number. Well, actually, tonight, you go ahead and lose that number. Next week we'll be on at 9:45 as usual. And hopefully we'll have a little more interesting topic there. Obviously, we failed somewhere here. It must be the weekend all the scholars have left town. But y'all call back 9:45 next Sunday for an interesting, political, hopefully, topic on controversy. Until next week, 9:45, this is Papa Prell.